Really don't feel like answering. You ever do that? That's what Moishe did. Oh, come on, Moishe, you must know something about the Torah. Well, Moishe was just not interested in this conversation, so he just laid down over there. So, Danny said, I think I know something about the Torah. I know when we take the Torah, I have to unmute this. When we take the Torah out of the, well, I forget what it's called, but the Torah lives in a special place in a synagogue. It's like a little closet. What's it called? I can't quite remember.
The Ark?
That's right! It's the Ark! Very good. Thank you, little girl, who I don't know who's in my house. It's an ark. And you know what? Sometimes, actually, when we take the Torah out of the ark, before we read the Torah, I know what we do. I bet there's someone here who knows what you do with the Torah before you read it. What do you do with it when you take it out of the ark?
You say a blessing.
You do. And then what do you do? What do you do with your body before you, when you take it out of the ark? Then what do?
You turn. You dance.
Oh, you walk around.
Yeah.
You walk around.
You do. That's amazing. I love putting people on the spot who are having bat mitzvahs in 12 hours. It's really fun. Yes, we walk around with it. And you know what? Sometimes on a special holiday called Simchat Torah, we dance with the Torah. And because this is a musical sermon, suddenly everyone broke out in song. And so as we sing Torah Li, which means my Torah, like Danny has a Torah, do you second graders want to pretend you're dancing with a Torah? You can dance around here. No?
Well, I want
you
them can. To sing. They know this song.
Oh, you know it.
Second graders, would you come stand
oh,
up
my gosh.
Right here?
We're going to dance with the Torah.
Show your beautiful faces to your friends and family in the congregation. We're going to sing this song. It's called Torah Li. And when you catch on, as you will very quickly, please join us. Ready? Here, do me a favor. Everyone stand shoulder to shoulder. No one in front, no one behind. Come scooch over a little bit so we can... Everyone scooch towards me. And there's like all this free space. I don't bite hard, so you can... Ready? I don't bite. Don't worry, I don't bite. He goes, you don't bite. Ready? Torah li, Torah li, Torah sheli. Again, Torah li, Torah li, Torah sheli. Torah, Torah sheli. Dance with the Torah, same melody. Dance with the Torah and sing out a song. Dance with the Torah and sing all day long. Torah, Torah Sheli. Torah Li, Torah Li, you sing it. Torah Li, Torah Li, Torah Sheli. Torah Li, Torah Li, Torah Sheli. Torah li, Torah sheli, Torah li, Torah li, Torah sheli, Torah, Torah sheli. See, I don't bite. I'm high five.
Fun. So, second graders, you can sit down once more until the next song, which is coming up. Well. That was great. What else do we know about the Torah? I know something else from religious school. I know that the Torah is written by hand. The Torah scroll is written by hand, and it's not written in English. It's written in another language. I'm not sure I remember. But here's this boy sitting in my living room. Do you know?
Hebrew.
Oh my gosh, that's right! It is Hebrew now! I remember! look how smart these children are who are hanging out in my house. I'll keep them for my homework. So, well, at this point, Moshe, first they asked him some more about the Torah, and he didn't feel like talking, so what'd he do? Yeah. But you know what? He saw how much fun they were having, and he decided maybe he would chime in also. And he said, well, Danny, I know some things about the Torah. What do you know, Moshe? Well, I know that there's stories in the Torah. There's stories about people like Abraham and Sarah and Moses and Miriam. And I know we learn really good Jewish values in the Torah. And I know there's these special things that are really holy that we have to do. They're called there are prayers in there. What are the special things that we do? Yes, we do mitzvot. Another way to say that is mitzvahs. We do mitzvahs. Oh, there's so many good things. Well, children, how do you know so much about the Torah? It's amazing. You know so many things. Where did you learn these things? From our teachers. Yeah, they learned from their teachers. Well, and I see my teacher at services, and I'm excited to go to services too. I see my teacher talking about how she does the Jewish holidays. So I'm excited to celebrate Jewish holidays too. I see my teacher singing and sometimes dancing in music. You know who you are. And that makes me excited. I want to sing and dance in music because my teacher talked about a mitzvah, about doing a mitzvah during the week. Did you guys ever talk about doing a mitzvah? Yeah, I think you definitely did. Yes. Well, you know what, kids? I learned a lot from my teachers, too, way back when I was in religious school, hundreds and hundreds of years ago. And you know what? There's a song about how we learn from watching our teachers. She will tell you, that this song talks about a Rebbe, which is Yiddish for rabbi. But a rabbi means teacher. So a Rebbe could be your rabbi, could be your Sunday school teacher, all important people. And Sheldon's going to lead us in a song. I think you guys can come up and sing along.